and welcome to the Ella Magazine podcast with myself, Scott the Butler, recorded September 23rd, 2013. Coming up in this programme, Shout Out is a new initiative set up to fight homophobic and transphobic bullying across schools in Ireland. It launched last week in Dublin and I spoke to one of the co-founders, Declan Meehan. But first, the Health Minister of Northern Ireland, Edwin Poots, has spent at least £140,000 in taxpayers' money in what some politicians have branded a personal vendetta against the LGBT community. The Belfast Telegraph newspaper reported last week that Mr. Poots spent £100,000 to maintain Northern Ireland's gay blood ban, while he has spent at least £40,000 in an ongoing legal battle to prevent gay and lesbian couples from adopting jointly. On the phone to discuss this a bit more with me is Stephen Donnan, the convener of the Alliance Party's LGBT group, and also Adam Murray, who is an activist with the recently formed party NI21. Both of them join me from Belfast on the phone at the moment. Adam, let's start off with yourself, because one of your MLAs, Basil McRae, was recently on radio in Northern Ireland discussing this. What is your feeling of Mr. Poots' actions recently? Because this has been taking place for a while now.
Well, it's been going on for quite a while. Same-sex couples and unmarried couples were given the right to adopt children by the Children and Adoptions Act 2002 in London. That means that we're 11 years later on with no such parity with British law. We feel that it's high time, actually, that we actually come into line with the law in England right now. At the moment, same-sex couples and unmarried couples are not allowed to adopt at all. And at the same time, they're allowed to foster children. We feel that it's an illogical position. It makes no sense whatsoever. It makes no sense for the child. It makes no sense for the people who want to look after the children. And it's not in the best interest of anyone.
Stephen, let's bring you in here, because the Minister, Edwin Poots, has recently, on Twitter at least, was recently referring to a piece of research done by the Department of Health back in 2006 that said, from a consultation study that says that 95% of people in Northern Ireland did not want these adoption rights extended to gay and lesbian couples. Is the information outdated by this stage?
To be honest, Scott, it really wouldn't matter if the survey took place 20 years ago or 20 months ago. The minister has made it quite clear his position on homosexuality and the LGBT community. It wouldn't actually matter if the survey said 95% were in favour of same-sex couples being able to adopt. Edwin Poots would still maintain the position that he has. So outdated or not, he's using it as a smokescreen for his own personal vendetta, I personally feel.
And what about yourself, Adam? Because, you know, your own one of your own MLAs, Basil McRae, was in defence of the LGBT community, as he has done in the past as well, in Stormont. You know, what is his reaction, or what's NI21's overall opinion of this? Because you've recently had a statement as well released on the website.
Well, our position at the moment is very much that it's not based in logic. There is no logical explanation whatsoever. It would be quite a coincidence. The minister considers himself a Christian, a free Presbyterian, as far as I know it. He has voted against equal marriage, and we think that it's very much... I don't want to get into the position of calling him out and saying it's a personal vendetta.
But you do understand that some MLAs actually have already done that.
Yes. Yes. And actually, to be honest with you, I think that it is. I think that it is, actually. I will say it. It is a personal vendetta. I'll say it myself. I'm not an MLA, but I will say it. It's very much personal. It's very much based on his belief and not on what's best for anyone else. It's based on his Christian beliefs and not on what is secular or what is best for the children or what is best for the people looking to adopt children. It is very much a belief-based policy.
Now, despite his own references to saying that apparently 95% of people in Northern Ireland don't want to see gay and lesbian couples adopting or even donating blood, but having said that, recently there has been the hashtag, say for example on Twitter, of Give Poots the Boot. Stephen, yeah. this clearly shows that there's a lot of people in Northern Ireland that are not happy with his actions at all. Apart from the fact that, and this is, you know, the very obvious fact, that he spent over £140,000 in taxpayers' money.
Well, exactly. I mean, I don't think Evan Poots is now in a position to justify his position as health minister. Actually, the petition signatures as of about an hour ago was up to 6,999, coming close to the amount of people who actually voted for Evan Poots in the last election. So, you know, the numbers are, they kind of speak for themselves. You know, in terms of, I have to agree with Adam, in terms of the position he's taken, it is illogical. There are already many LGBT parents raising children with spouses, whether biological parents or not, in Northern Ireland. The stance that Evan Poots has taken also discriminates against unmarried heterosexual couples, who, again, are also perfectly eligible to adopt, or you know, one can adopt, the other can't, and are both raising the children. This whole thing is a personal vendetta. I have no problem saying that. Mm. My own MLAs have no problem saying that. Kieran McCarthy, MLA, our health spokesperson, came out and said that it was a personal vendetta and a waste of money. And whenever we're at a time of quite high austerity, both in the Republic and in the North, £140,000 being spent on a personal vendetta to stop me being able to adopt a child with my fiancé, say, is... I don't honestly know how someone in 2013 in a Western democracy can hold that up to account.
If I could just jump in at that point, I mean, I agree with exactly. I mean, me and Stephen would obviously agree on this. We both come from parties which would support this. But on the point of it being illogical, I mean, when you look at it, foster care, two same-sex people can foster a child jointly, not in the way that it currently is with adoption, where one individual could adopt a child, but a same-sex couple in a civil partnership couldn't. But two same-sex people can foster a child. They can look after that child for years, if that's okay. They can adopt or foster that child for years. Apparently, the health service, again, fostering comes under Edwin Poots's remit. So why is he not actually saying, let's stop fostering with same-sex couples or unmarried couples? They can also foster, but it's specifically adoption. I feel that it's actually, he's being reactive. He's been challenged on this, and he's defending himself. But in reality, he has no real policy on this. He has no real structure around who can and who cannot look after children. Mm. It's got nothing to do with who is good at looking after children or who can look after children. It's more about someone has said to him, why can't a same-sex couple or a unmarried couple adopt a child? And he's just defending himself and trying to prove that he's a good Christian soldier. It's got nothing to do with what's best for the child.
Adam, go ahead, Stephen, quickly.
I just want to make a quick point in that this a lot of talk's been had about the right to adopt. This isn't what this is about. It's about parity of esteem and equality of access. And last year, there were 2,000.
It's the right to apply. It's the right to apply adopt, not to adopt. It's the right to apply to adopt.
Mm. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, just one final question there in that case to you, Adam. NI21 is calling themselves a pro-union party, so it's in some ways you want to call it unionism light, maybe. And of course, Edwin Poots is coming from...
I wouldn't say it's unionism light.
Really? Okay. Considering it's pro-union, what's the difference, very quickly, between that and a unionist party then?
Well, here's an example. Unionism at the moment through the DUP, the UUP, the TUV and UKIP, those unionist parties are actually more out of touch with Britain, with Great Britain, with the United Kingdom. They are always 10 or 11 or 15 years behind the United Kingdom.
Well, this was exactly what my question was going to be, was that, you know, Edwin Poots is coming from the largest unionist party in Northern Ireland, and yet the policies that he's actually trying to promote or keep in place are, funnily enough, more akin to the laws that are actually currently in the Republic of Ireland as opposed to the rest of the United Kingdom. So how is it that, from a unionist perspective, how does that even make sense?
Well, we see ourselves as a party. Yeah, well, we see ourselves as a party which is pro-union, which wants to remain in the United Kingdom, and we actually see ourselves more in line with UK politics. We are not the politics of the 70s, which parties like the DUP are in. They have failed miserably to evolve, to accept that they are in a changing world, an evolving world, a world where equal rights, rights for LGBT people, like the DUP has opposed, they opposed decriminalization. They opposed the blood ban, obviously, which they maintain. They opposed civil partnerships. We are a party which is pro-union, but we're not unionist in the sense of the DUP, the UUP of hardliners, reactionaries against republicanism. We actually want to be more in line with United Kingdom politics. And we want to have same-sex and unmarried couples adopting, as with the law in 2002. We are 11 years behind the rest of the United Kingdom.
Stephen, let's leave the final word with yourself. Where should or where can Stormont go with this? Because obviously Edwin Poots is still Minister of Health, and that's how he's able to continue with this, as one of your own MLAs has called it, a personal vendetta. What should the next step be?
I'll be frankly honest. I mean, the Assembly, in terms of what it can do, it won't be anything, because none of the... Like, in the 2 years we've had of Assembly, there's been not a single LGBT matter that has passed the floor. There's only been two that have been brought to the floor. There's another 3 years before the next election. We'll see what happens then. Mm. Edwin Poots still has 3 years, potentially, of a mandate as health minister, which is frankly terrifying. Any action...
Unless, of course, that petition takes any sway. Hopefully the petition will generate...
I don't think it will, Adam, to be honest with you, because the DUP are masters at ignoring public opinion.
Party before the country. You're right, Stephen, you're right. They won't take any notice of the petition, but I hope that it at least sends a message that they are behind the times, that they are no longer actually representing the country.
Well, listen, we're going to have to leave it there, I'm afraid. Stephen Donnan of the Alliance Party's LGBT group and Adam Murray of NI21, thank you very much both for coming on to the show.
Thank you.
Earlier this evening in Dublin City, a new LGBT initiative was launched to combat homophobic and transphobic bullying in secondary schools across Ireland. To tell me a bit more about the launch, how it went, and what is the initiative all about, we have the co-founder of Shoutout, Declan Meehan, on the phone. Declan, you're very welcome along.
Thanks very much, Scott.
First of all, congratulations on the launch of the new website, shoutout.ie. It looks absolutely gorgeous, and for anyone listening, hopefully they can pop on and have a look at the website. But for those who haven't seen it yet, tell me what Shoutout is about.
Yeah, so as you said there, it's an LGBT initiative. It's run by four recent college graduates to combat homophobic and transphobic bullying in secondary schools across Ireland. We had initially done a pilot scheme across Dublin in 10 schools, so it was quite a limited scope. And recently we received funding from the US Embassy, and that's allowed us to expand nationally, which will allow us to impact positively on more LGBT youth throughout the country.
It's a fantastic idea, and of course, you know, now is a great time to be making sure that LGBT you know, kids across schools in Ireland are being protected. Now, earlier on, we've seen that the Department of Education is intending to put in protective measures to make sure that bullying isn't tolerated, I guess, in schools. But
sure.
What are you hoping to do in terms of, you know, on the ground level?
What we want to do is... But we obviously welcome the Department of Education guidelines, where it specifies that all schools now have to have an anti-homophobic policy in place and guidelines for that within schools. What we're hoping to do is to kind of get into schools, talk to young people, talk to class groups who are both LGBT and straight, and talk to them about the issues around sexual identity and gender identity. We hope to open up that discussion much earlier than it would normally, and we want to bring that sense of LGBT community and discussion of those issues to people at a much earlier stage in secondary school.
And tell us about the launch earlier on this evening, because it took place in Dublin City Centre, and RTÉ's own Miriam O'Callaghan was there to launch the event.
That's right, yeah. We were very lucky in having the support of Miriam there tonight. So she was one of our speakers. She was our main keynote speaker, and she spoke very, very well on the whole idea of growing up as LGBT and from her personal point of view of having kids, and how important it is for her that an initiative like this exists in secondary schools across the country. We're also joined by Dr. James O'Higgins-Norman, who is head of the Anti-Bullying Centre in DCU. He's researched homophobic bullying in Ireland quite extensively, so he gave us an overview of the kind of situation, if you like, with regards to this issue in Ireland, and kind of reiterated the importance of the existence of this initiative.
Now, once again, as I said, for anyone who hasn't popped onto the website, shoutout.ie is a beautifully designed website, and the statistics there are actually really interesting in terms of how often LGBT school children experience homophobic and transphobic bullying in schools, but also in terms of how many people report it, or more importantly, how many people don't report it. For people who are going to be going onto the website, are you hoping that it's children who can get in touch with you, or are you hoping that schools will make the first move?
I guess what we want is for it to be available on two levels. We want to be there for students so that we can kind of provide information, provide access to support should they need it via the website. And also it's a channel for schools to contact us should they wish us to come in to deliver workshops on the issues that we want to talk about.
Okay, well, once again, it's a fantastic initiative, and it's a brilliant resource for both school children and indeed for teachers and anyone else working in education. Shoutout.ie is the website. Declan Meehan, co-founder of Shoutout, thank you very much for coming onto the show, and best of luck with Shoutout.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Well, that's about it for another edition of the Ella Magazine podcast. For daily LGBT news, reviews, interviews and more, visit ella.ie, and keep in mind Ella is spelt E-I-L-E. We'll be back with another edition of the Ella Magazine podcast very soon, but in the meantime, I'm Scott the Butler. Thank you very much for listening, and take care.